Please welcome to the stage an Iowa treasure, an American treasure, our great governor, Terry Branstad.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. And I thought Jeff Kaufman gave good introductions. Cody, thank you very much. It's great to be here with all of you again for this 2016 Republican Party of Iowa Ronald Reagan dinner. And I want to say that I'm sorry that my running mate and partner, Kim Reynolds, couldn't be here. She's been leading a trade mission to Argentina and Uruguay and will be coming back tonight. We are really pleased to have Senator Cotton here. Arkansas, when I first became governor, Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas, and it was such a terribly democratically dominated state when he got elected president, and the lieutenant governor of Arkansas became the governor. They had a special election, and guess what? A Republican got elected. And I don't know if you've heard this story, but when he was elected lieutenant governor, they nailed the doors of the lieutenant governor's office shut from the inside so that the new lieutenant governor couldn't get in. And we all know that ever since then, things have changed a lot in Arkansas. And today, we have a Republican governor, Republican control, both houses of the legislature. I think you have both senators and the whole congressional delegation. That's where we want to be in Iowa, too. So if they can do it in Arkansas, we can do it in Iowa. I want to congratulate Chairman Kaufman, and I want to the whole team, the National Committee man, the National Committee woman, the whole Central Committee, congratulations on putting together another successful Reagan dinner. Thanks for all the work you're doing for the whole ticket and really revitalizing this party. I want to thank you so much. We really appreciate it. There's a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes, and the Central Committee deserves a lot of credit. I also want to acknowledge the job that Chairman Kaufman does leading the party. My high school football coach used to say, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And Jeff, you're tough, and we're proud of you, and keep going. You and your team have done a tremendous job of helping Republicans up and down the ticket and putting us in a great position for success in November. Iowa has made significant progress in returning to balanced budgets, a smaller government. We're down 2,300 in state employees from when Kim Reynolds and I took office, and focusing on creating good jobs. We have a record level of employment in our state. Our rainy day fund is full, and we have a balanced budget, and we're now ranked as the third best managed state in the whole country. We all know we've seen a downturn on our agricultural economy thanks to the EPA of the Obama administration. And we're working hard every day to bring more jobs to Iowa and to grow farm income in this state. But we're hindered by an overreaching, over-intrusive federal government, and we want a federal government that works with us instead of against us for a change. Time and time again, we've seen this administration implement policies that have crippled our economy. Not maintaining a robust renewable fuel standard where the president said he supported corn-based ethanol, but then turned his back on it, and his EPA has cut the renewable fuel standard. And then we have the devastating waters of the U.S. rule that they're pushing, or the most recent Department of Labor overtime rule, which would impose $19 million unfunded mandate on the state of Iowa, but it's even worse for private business and nonprofits in our state. We need to have a president who won't impose these kind of terrible policies. We need somebody that'll do the right thing, not the exact opposite of what we need to grow America and our economy and jobs. We have an opportunity to unite and elect a president and vice president that will work with us, not against us. Just think what we could do if we had an administration that was working with us instead of against us. And we know with Hillary Clinton that we'll see more of the same. In fact, it'll be worse than Obama because she's tied to the billionaires from Texas that want to close down corn-based ethanol and virtually all of our other energy in this country. Is there anyone more untrustworthy or corrupt than Hillary Clinton? I can't think of it. Is there anyone more unwilling to protect this country against Islamic extremists that threaten us both at home as well as abroad? Is there anyone who has been more dishonest with the people of the United States of America? The Clintons have already been in the White House. They've had their time. Let's not let them get back. We need to elect Donald Trump and Mike Pence to make America great again, to grow this economy, to protect our safety and security. And you know, we Republicans understand how important this election is. You've already heard it from both of our United States senators and from Congressman Young. And we are so proud to have such hardworking, effective leaders from our state playing a key role in the Congress. Not only is Senator Grassley chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and we think it's pretty neat to have a farmer from Iowa chairing the Judiciary Committee, he's also, his birthday is Constitution Day, September 17th. And he runs a 10K race every day on his birthday. Last year, I was in D.C. to testify. I'm the co-chair of the Governor's Council that advises the Pentagon and the National Guard and Homeland Security. And so I was speaking before this group that had been put together on the future of the Army. And so I was in D.C., and at 8 o'clock in the morning, I called Senator Grassley. He'd already run a 10K and beat the previous year's time. Not only that, the last time he missed a vote in the United States Senate was when he was out here helping us with the flood of 93. No, never missed a vote since 1993. There's nobody that's got a record quite like that. Senator, I love that commercial. And I know your theme has always been Grassley Works, but Judge, not so much. It tells it all. Clearly, the Democrats don't have the enthusiasm for their presidential candidate or their senatorial candidate, or for that matter, for their congressional candidates that we have, because we have great candidates leading our ticket in this state. And we need to make sure that Senator Grassley not only wins re-election, but wins by a big landslide that he deserves. You know, as governor, I've met with the Sioux City Journal editorial board many times, and they're good people. And last week, Patty Judge was up there, and not only did she say that she didn't know anything about sanctuary cities, they asked her about the balanced budget, which we require in Iowa. And she said she thought it was a bad idea in Iowa, and she's against a federal balanced budget requirement as well. Well, it's not surprising, because you know what happened when she was here in the state of Iowa as lieutenant governor with Culver? They passed the biggest debt scheme in Iowa history. And let me tell you, we're saddled with it. We're paying it back $55 million a year for 25 years. That $55 million otherwise would go for infrastructure. Instead, it's going for Culver and Judge debt. We don't need more debt. We got $20 trillion national debt. We don't need another senator that wants to increase it, not reduce it. And you know, you've already heard we've got great Republican congressmen, and we need to make sure that they're all reelected. Congressman King, Congressman Young, and Congressman Rod Blum. And they said, oh, we're going to beat Rod Blum. I'm going to tell you, I was just up in Dubuque. We did a fundraiser for him the other day. Rod is running strong. He's working hard. He serves his constituents well, and he's going to win reelection. We feel confident about that. And we've got a young doctor who is running in the other congressional district, Dr. Peters. He deserves our support as well. It would be nice to be like Arkansas and have all Republicans in our delegation to D.C. And now I get to the state level where I really have my heart and soul, because I love this state, and I've had 22 years of great privilege and honor to serve you, but I've only had a Republican Senate 2 of 22. I'd love to have it the next two. We have got the greatest group of candidates, and I'm going to tell you, Senator Cotton's going to campaign for 3 of them while he's here in Iowa the next few days. I think we have about 8 challengers that have a really good chance to win this year. We only have to pick up 3 seats to have a Senate Republican majority. They're going door to door. They're raising money. They're doing all the right things. We need to make sure, and you know, a lot of them are in Congressman Blum's district. And the stronger he runs, and I know how strong Senator Grassley is running, the better it is for all of those candidates. So we have an excellent opportunity to elect those Republican candidates to the Iowa Senate. And we need to, of course, elect our Republican majority in the House. Wouldn't it be neat to have Republican Senate, Republican House, and a Republican governor? You ain't seen nothing yet at what we'll do when we get that. This election is all about competing visions for the future of our country. Do we want to continue the status quo? Do we want to continue to see the national debt go up? Do we want to see our borders insecure? Do we want to see our safety continue to be put in jeopardy? We want our national security to continue to be weakened and losing the support of our allies? Or do we want a new direction for America that's going to restore American greatness like we saw under Ronald Reagan? This is the Reagan dinner. We need to show that we can do it again. I was one of the early and strong supporters of Ronald Reagan, and I was so proud when he was elected president in 1980 and defeated Jimmy Carter, and we ended that era of malaise and went into a period of rebirth and regrowth and strength for America, and freedom was on the march instead of on the retreat as it is under the Obama administration. That's what's at stake. This is all about America's future. We can't afford to put Hillary Clinton in charge of America's future. We need to restore American greatness. Thank you all for what you're doing and what you will do between now and November 8th. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.